The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, fuel drive-offs are now a growing threat to forecourts, garages and retailers across the country. And what used to happen occasionally has become irregular, and it is costing the industry millions every year. All of the service station owners that were surveyed in a convenience store and news agents association survey have experienced customers driving off and not paying for fuels in the past 3 months, all of them. And joining me now is Vincent Jennings, who is the chief executive officer at the convenience store and news agents association. Vincent, good evening to you. Tell me about what's happening across the country, the macro view.
Macro view is that this is increasing, and it's increasing exponentially. It's very, very concerning. And it's a matter that we find ourselves looking for greater assistance from the Gardaí and greater assistance from the Department of Justice, because this type of lawlessness is, you know, it's really causing great difficulties to family businesses, to all fuel stations, but particularly for those that are family businesses. It's, you know, it is an awful lot of money every year just being stolen, and in most occasions not being recompensed.
And I would have thought, in my naivety perhaps, Vincent, that people wouldn't have done this, because as far as I'm aware, when I've been in any petrol stations, there is a camera on each of the pumps so that they can see, you know, which car is taking, you know, diesel or petrol and how much, etc. You know, if you're on pump one or pump three or pump seven or whatever it is. So I would have thought it was a really easy crime to get caught for.
Yeah, you'd have thought that. Unfortunately, there are an awful lot of false number plates, cloned number plates, and it is a real concern that this is growing. You would think that the Gardaí patrol cars, all of which are fitted with automatic number plate recognition, that they would be able to locate what is wrong, a number which doesn't relate to another car. We had a member the other day who showed me a photograph. The front and back numbers were different, but neither of them related to the car that was then on the forecourt. Now, you would have thought that if that car was passing any guard, that it would have automatically pinged. But more needs to be done as to how this happens and what can be prevented.
And just, Vincent, like, we're hearing that it's increasing. Why do we think it's increasing? Is that simply a function of the cost of fuel going up, so people resent paying for it more?
That's giving an excuse.
I know
you've been very, very firm always about calling it out. A crime is a crime.
Yeah.
That may be given by some people as an excuse. Look, it is an expensive item one way or the other, and has been for many years. No, it's just that people have become bolder and they have got away with it, and it emboldens them and their friends. It's still a really small minority. 99% of our customers are great, are trustworthy and the like, but this small rump are growing in boldness, and is nothing. I will not accept that it's a cost of living or anything like that. That's giving an excuse to it, which it doesn't deserve.
Yeah, no, and actually, you're quite right, and I'm not trying to give an excuse to it at all. I genuinely think it's a wrong thing to do completely, but I was just wondering why we are seeing it going up in terms of numbers. So you just think people are emboldened. Are there technical solutions to this? Because I do know
that
you can't get your car washed till you pay for it in the shop, first of all. Yeah. Could something like that be applied across the board to petrol pumps? You'd have to pay in the shop before you actually pick up the pump?
There is a technical solution that has been devised in the United Kingdom, and it really, really works ever so well. It's overcome all of the so-called GDPR concerns. Just don't forget that we have a toll system in this country where an outside body are entitled to write to people asking them or telling them that they have X amount of days to pay up. And that information is provided to the toll to the people acting as agents for the toll companies by the National Vehicle Licensing people. We want the same thing. Obviously, not individual retailers. There should be a scheme set up like there is in the UK, where a company actually takes this on board, is provided with the numbers, makes the contact with the people, and in most cases, in about 65% of cases, they are successful in retrieving the money back, without it having to go to court. And when it does go to court, you've got absolutely clear evidence of the people, because regardless of whether or not the number is cloned, their image is there as well, and you can see very clearly that it was them.
Okay. Look, thank you for that, Vincent. That's Vincent Jennings, Chief Executive Officer at the CSNA. And we're going to move on to Shane Gleeson now, who is the owner of Inver Petrol Station at Hurler's Cross. Shane, are you someone who is experiencing this increased, I suppose, pilfering, stealing off your forecourt?
I absolutely am. And just to pick up on Vincent's point, actually, I think the reason it's becoming, or one of the reasons it's becoming much more common, is because there's absolutely no punishment when they're caught. So I see people playing kind of a Russian roulette with it. They're coming in, they'll obscure the number plate one way or another. They'll either have false plates or partially covered. And then when they are caught up with, all they actually do is pay for it.
So if I drive off your forecourt with 50 quid's worth of diesel in my car and I haven't paid, but I get caught because I haven't obscured my number plate properly, all I'll get by way of a slap on the wrist is pay that 50 quid and I'm free to go. That's it.
Exactly. You're 100% correct.
Okay, so there's no sanction on top of just paying for my petrol.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the vast majority of people I would have now that would drive off, it would be an error or a mistake.
I've actually done that once, but by the way, I did go back because I realised, I went, oh God, and went back. But I think that is possible that somebody forgets or whatever.
Yeah, we get builders coming in, they go up and get a breakfast roll, a coffee or whatever, and come up and it's busy and they forget. And those kind of people, they're no issue whatsoever. The guards give them a telephone call, their number's on the system, and they pop back and pay it, or they pay it over the phone. The ones that cause the problem, though, are the people that never intended to pay. And generally, they won't come into the petrol station at all. They'll fill up and just drive off, literally. And because we're the closest to the motorway on the left-hand side in Limerick, we would get a number of people like that. And generally, they're not from Limerick. They're transient. They're just taking a chance.
But Shane, Vincent was obviously saying that there could be something similar to the toll system where they clock your car. They know who you are. They know that you owe a certain amount of money and there's follow-up on that. Is there no technical solution around simply having the pumps turned off until they pay in the shop in advance? In the same way, you can't use the car wash till you've paid in the shop in advance.
We do that from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. because we're open 24 hours on the site. So if you come and try to fill up at 10:05, the pumps won't turn on for you. You'll have to come in and prepay, and then we'll take the money off you. But commercially, it's very damaging to have them pay completely at the pump, because then they don't come in, they don't buy the sandwich, the roll, the cup of coffee. So you want to get the people in the shop, ideally.
I do get that too. But is there not a way of not having them pay at the pump in advance, having them pay in the shop in advance, and then they are.
You absolutely can. Yeah.
Okay.
So
could you guys fix this yourselves if you just change the culture of petrol purchases, that you go into the shop and you pay up front?
It would be a major cultural change for a lot of our customers.
Does it matter whether you go in before you pump the car or after you pump the car? I don't think, I certainly wouldn't object to paying in advance. I wouldn't care.
I take your point, and I'd say you're probably 100% correct. My fear would be how many people would simply, it's not working, and drive off. When you're...
I imagine a little sign on your forecourt saying we now expect people to pay because of the amount of people who've left without paying. Please pay the shop beforehand. Yeah. Have I just fixed the problem for petrol stations around the country, Shane? I'm not sure that I have.
Because
I understand
problem.
Because you do make money on people coming in and buying the coffee or the bun or the whatever.
Exactly. The margin on the fuel is minuscule. So you're only making money with that person if you get them in the front door, and then you do your best to sell them whatever, hopefully the deli.
It must be galling in the same way when we talk to retailers who have a huge issue with shoplifters and nothing much is done about it. It must be very galling seeing people drive off with your fuel.
It is. Like one of the most recent ones, we had a brand new top of the range Land Rover Discovery type car, absolutely spanking brand new. And when the guards, when I gave the number plate to the guards started laughing. I said, that's a tractor. So they'd stolen the plates from a tractor. And that guy filled the car to the brim. He was in around 150 euro worth of diesel. and gone, never to be seen again.
Yeah.
And there was just no way to catch him. But there was another technological solution. I was wondering, could it be feasible? Every driver in the state has a license. Every license has a photograph attached. I would have thought we could do facial recognition, tap people on the shoulder like that.
Yeah.
But going on from that, then I would say if people are doing more than three or four in a year, I think there should be then maybe penalty points attaching to it, so that there is some kind of a deterrent for the people that are doing it deliberately. Obviously, you don't want to give points to the normal person that makes a mistake. But if you're doing it more than three times in a year,
yeah, perhaps that's not a mistake then. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That's Shane Gleeson, owner of the Inver petrol station at Hurlers Cross, that's down in Limerick. Let us know what you think. Have you seen this happen? Are you affected by it because you are somebody who has a forecourt? And I don't know why they just don't make them pay in advance in the shop.
Yeah.
And then they release the pump. Because like every other form of trying to knock this on the head is cumbersome and expensive, and you're trying to claw back money down the line. Just get them to pay in advance.
Yeah, maybe. Makes sense.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.